Greetings. I'm Bill Pratke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brandi Yeelan, who is Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel. And Brandi's here to tell us how her office is protecting Marylanders from raises in costs of various types. So, Brandi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Office of People's Counsel?
Absolutely. So Office of People's Counsel, or OPC, as I like to call it, we're an independent state agency. And so we represent the interests of all Maryland residential utility users. So when I say that, I mean gas, electric, and private water companies. Uh-huh. And when I'm talking gas and electric, think BGE, SMECO, PEPCO, Delmarva Power, Washington Gas, Columbia Gas, sort of the big guys you might be familiar with. Our office is mostly actually attorneys. And like I said, we act as the Maryland consumer's voice in litigation with the utility companies. This office is actually, we just celebrated our 100-year anniversary. It was established in 1924, and it's the oldest office of its kind in the entire nation.
Wow.
And because it's a state agency, the funding for OPC is actually included in the state budget proposed by the governor, and then it's approved by the General Assembly. It was established in 1924, and it's the oldest office of its kind in the whole nation. And because it's a state agency, funding for OPC is included in the state budget proposed by the governor, and then it's approved by the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. Now, the state general fund is fully reimbursed, though, for OPC's expenses from revenue collected from the Public Utility Regulation Fund. These revenues are collected actually from the utility companies and licensed energy suppliers. You know, with all that being said, though, I think people are like, well, what does that really mean? What does that look like? Well, let's say the utility wants to raise your rates. Let's say BGE wants to raise your rates.
Uh-huh.
They can't just do that. They actually have to go to a place called the Public Service Commission and basically get sign-off. People aren't familiar with the Public Service Commission. I highly recommend a quick Google. It's a really important body that people don't know a lot about. But basically, it's an entity that oversees the activities of the utility companies. So it makes the rules that the utility companies have to follow, and it makes decisions, like about rate cases. So, like I said, they want to raise your rates. First, they have to go to the Public Service Commission and sort of justify that rate increase. And this is where my office will come in. So OPC would be a part of that litigation, and we would be fighting for the interest of us, me, you, the consumers, kind of presenting a why or why not the utility should be allowed to raise those rates. And at the end, based on what was presented by both the utility and by OPC and experts and other interested parties, the Public Service Commission makes that decision. So that's sort of where we fit in. Our office is basically, you know, a consumer protection agency. It's led currently by People's Counsel David Lapp. Our office here is pretty much here to protect residential consumers in Maryland, both their interests as it relates to reliability and cost of utilities.
Okay, great. How can someone find out more information?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. We have a website that we keep pretty up to date. It's opc.maryland.gov. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which we send out a monthly newsletter for residential consumers. If you sign up, I promise we won't spam you. Or you can email us. You can also give us a call at 410-767-8150.
What is your job?
So, like I was saying, a large part of the office is actually attorneys, right, out there representing us. But there's a smaller unit. It's called the Consumer Assistance Unit, and this is what I do all day long. This is what a couple of my colleagues work with me alongside. We're working one-on-one with folks that need help. So when I say help, I mean needing help negotiating or advocating on their behalf if maybe they feel like their utility isn't responding to them, or if they're having like a really complicated situation going on and they're not getting a resolution. Like a question I got yesterday is, you know, can they put that new electric pole on my property without my permission? You know, so if you have questions like that, that's a great call to our office. We also do things, a lot of like untangling complicated billing issues. Like what happens when there's an unpaid bill when the account holder moves out, but you're still there? Or what do you do if you think if you're being overcharged? And then I think that the kind of the final piece is what we help with is we help a lot of vulnerable folks getting connected to resources. Like if they're having issues paying their bill, we don't provide any type of financial assistance. But there are resources out there that do help pay those bills. And so we like to get them connected where we can. One of which, the biggest one, is energy assistance. So if you find yourself behind on your energy bill, we always encourage folks to apply for the Office of Home Energy program, just to give folks a sense of, like, how do you qualify. For a family of three, in the past 30 days, if you made less than $4,300, you would probably qualify. So there is help out there, and that's just one of the many things we encourage folks to do.
Great, great. And they can reach you by the 410-767-8150?
Yep. They can also email us at opc@maryland.gov. I personally answer both of those.
Okay. How long have you been with OPC?
I'm coming up on 5 years now, and it's been quite a journey. I think right now, you know, we've gone through a lot of different topics that are kind of cropping up out there, and right now the big one that we hear people talking about, and more than I've seen in my entire 5 years, are these bills are getting very high. If you've looked at your bill recently, you might notice that it's higher than what you would expect. And so we're encouraging folks to not only review your bill, but to weatherize your home and kind of develop a plan to conserve energy where you can. Like I said, people are reading their bill. They're noticing that it's a lot higher than normal. And there's kind of two big reasons that I kind of want to put on people's radars. One, I mean, and I guess I don't need to tell folks this, it's been really cold this winter, a lot colder than it's been in the past few years. And it might be even possible that you're using more energy than you realize. The U.S. Department of Energy recommends keeping your thermostat between like 68 and 70 degrees. And actually in the BGE app, you can check your hourly usage online. So that's sort of helpful. And you can get some weatherization services. So if you're finding that you're using more energy kind of than you'd like, there are some free and low-cost programs out there, which I want to get back to. But so that's number one. That's the number one reason bills are higher. But number two is you might be shocked when you look at your bill and see that the delivery fee for your gas is really high. And you're not imagining that the delivery fees have raised for the BGE territory. Now, this is because of a multi-year rate case that was presented in front of the PSC in 2023. And so now those rates are coming into effect. And then, so people are definitely going to be feeling this overall increase on their bill. Now, so those are kind of the big two reasons. So if people are noticing it, like I said, you're not imagining it. Everybody is feeling it. One thing you can do is to weatherize your home. And like I was saying, there are free and low-cost programs out there to help with both repairs and upgrades to a home. And this is a program, these weatherization programs I'm going to be talking about, you actually already pay for them every month. If you look on your bill, there's a line item that says Empower, and that's what funds these programs. So take advantage of them. There's two ways you can do that. One, and this is probably the easiest way, and probably the best way, especially if you're a renter, and I do this every, you can do this once every 5 years, and I do it every 5 years. Call BGE or whoever your local utility is and see if they can come to your home and do a free home energy checkup. What will happen is you'll schedule with BGE or whomever your utility is. They'll do a walk through your home and check things like your home's air leakage and ventilation. And almost every time you're going to get a bunch of free little items like light bulbs, water heater, pipe insulation, power strips, shower heads. And like I said, they might also get you connected to other rebate programs through Empower for larger appliances so you can get some money back. So make sure to take advantage of that. And that's, like I said, that's the easiest. Just directly call your utility and ask for a free home energy checkup.
Sounds
now, number two, and number two on that, if you have like bigger projects in your home, and this is especially good for people who own their home, there are programs through the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. They're going to help with bigger things like replacing hot water systems or heating and cooling repair replacement, renewable energy system, furnace cleaning, so those bigger ones. Now, these services are going to be based on your income, and so, but they do serve kind of varying income levels. So if you think that I couldn't possibly qualify, you might. Now, you would have to call them directly at the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, and that number is 855-583-8976 to be screened.
Okay, that's 855-583-8976.
That's right.
And I guess BG&E is 410-685-0123?
That's correct.
Funny how I've got that memory. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, that sounds great. I know that as you're doing right now, a big part of what you're doing and what the OPC does is this kind of education and referral.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Oh, that's very true. And actually, we have an upcoming session. It's actually a series on how to read your bill, because, you know, you look at your bill and there's all these charges and you don't know what you can control and what you can't. And yeah. If you go to our website, which is opc.maryland.gov, there's a sign up right there on the front, and you can sign up for info sessions on how to read your bill. And if you can't make those info sessions, that's okay. We record them, and you can also find them on our YouTube channel recorded.
Wow.
So, yeah, so speaking to which, of some of the education that we do, we can also come out to community events. We can speak at a homeowners kind of association meeting or a community association meeting. To just contact, either call us, email us, and it will probably be me, coming out and kind of chatting with the residents.
Any charge?
Of course not. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
So it's free. My goodness.
Completely free. Goodness.
And that's a way to learn a lot more and to save a lot more.
That's the hope. And like I said, we also put out information. We are pretty active on social media, so follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We're very active on Nextdoor. And like I said, sign up for our newsletters, and you'll get it right to your email box.
Okay. Great. Excuse me. What should our listeners watch out for?
Like I said, I would encourage folks to be watching out for their bill. Like I was saying, get the weatherization, check your bill, make sure you understand the bill. Now, if someone in the home, especially because it is so cold right now, if there is someone in the home who has any type of medical issue or requires power to power an important medical device, there is something called a medical certification form that is filled out by you and your healthcare provider, that you then send into the utility company, that provides you some extra protections in terms of terminations, especially during these winter months. So if you are thinking, yes, I have somebody in my house who's pretty vulnerable, if the utility were to be shut off for non-payment, we would be in a lot of trouble. There's, like I said, a medical certification form. All you have to do is call your utility company and request one, and they'll send the form out to you. And when you, like I said, work with your healthcare provider to get it filled out, send it back. And it's not going to stop a termination. It's not a blanket moratorium for you, but there are some extra levels of protection before termination can occur. It also is good for the utility to know that there's somebody vulnerable in the house in case of, you know, sweeping power outages or planned work, things like that. So they should also be looking out inside of their home, looking at their family members. Is there anybody in here that might qualify for a medical certification form?
That's a very good point for... repeat that. Medical certification form. Some questions against having your utility shut off if there is someone who is medically compromised in your household.
Yeah, it's not a blanket protection. You know, you can absolutely still be shut off. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression, but it puts some extra levels of protection in between you and that shut off. There are some extra levels of rules that the utilities must follow before shutting a household off who has a medical certification on file with them.
Great. Thank you. Unfortunately, though, Brandy, we're just about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 410-767-8150. You can email us at opc@maryland.gov. You can sign up for our newsletters at opc.maryland.gov, and follow us on all of our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Nextdoor. And like I said, we have an upcoming How to Read Your Bill info series, so don't miss out on that. But if you do, that's okay. You can still watch it on YouTube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Unfortunately, for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Brandy Nealon, who is Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Council. Thank you, Brandy.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.